Let's go to Bruce Rauner, who is on stage right now at the Hilton Chicago.
Opportunity. On to victory. On to victory. Thank you. We are at a critical time for the state of Illinois, a critical turning point. I am honored and humbled by this victory. You have given me the chance to win the battle against the corruption that plagues Illinois. This primary election was hard fought. I want to congratulate my opponent on her principled stand. Let's have a round of applause for our opponent. For those of you around the state of Illinois who wanted to send me a message, let me be clear. I have heard you. I have traveled the state, and I have listened to you. While we disagree on some things, let's commit to working together on what unites us, the reforms we need to save our state. Let's focus on the issues we agree on. Reducing taxes. Growing jobs. Growing jobs. And ending corruption through term limits. On the issues where we are divided, let's work together to bridge the divide.
Yes.
We can do this.
Yes.
We can do this. To all the people of Illinois, Republicans, independents, Democrats who know we need change, I ask you to join us in fighting for our state. For those of you who are disgusted by our system of corruption and insider dealing, and that's virtually all of us in the state of Illinois, let's come together in the name of common sense. We cannot keep spending and taxing and relying on career politicians if we expect a better tomorrow. We have the chance to finish now what we started and accomplish the critical change Illinois so desperately needs. We can do this. Yes, we can. You know, change is hard. It's been a difficult few years. But nothing important is ever easy. Make no mistake, the future of Illinois is on the ballot in November. The future of our children and grandchildren hangs in the balance.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely right.
Yes.
The election in November will be a choice, a clear choice, a choice between someone who will stand up to the machine and someone who has long been part of it.
That's right.
Between someone who will fight for hardworking families and someone who will protect the political insiders. Between someone who will serve the people and someone who will serve himself and his cronies.
There you have it, Governor Bruce Rauner at the podium right now, all declaring victory, although it hasn't been officially called yet. He still maintains a very slim lead over State Rep. Jeannie Ives.
All right, there you go.